Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we remember a friend of ours, actor Earl Bowen. Earl passed away on January 5th of this year at the age of 81.
Earl played a number of roles on Adventures in Odyssey, including a Roman general in Back to Bethlehem, King Xerxes in Bernard and Esther, and reporter Brink Chetley in the OT Action News episodes.
But he's most well known as two other characters, a couple of folks who would be near the top of any list of the most enduring and popular characters in Odyssey.
We're remembering Earl today with a vintage interview from 2002. You'll hear Earl and Paul McCusker, who was executive producer at the time. Let's listen.
First show you were in was Case of the Secret Room. You played a detective. That was actually in the first year of production.
What you stumbled on today may have taken care of a mystery that's been unsolved in Odyssey for better than 40 years.
A year later, we had decided that we needed a nemesis for Wit. We had talked about it, and we thought, we need a genuine bad guy. We need somebody who's going to come into town and cause problems. And I remember sitting in the writers' meetings, and we were discussing names. And I believe it was Phil who came up with the name Regis Blackard.
Yes, and I've been delighted to be the nemesis of all the little people in Wit's End.
Connie, this is my boss.
Hello.
How do you do, Miss Kendall? My name is Blackard. Dr. Regis Blackard.
When we first got in, I want to talk about the voice. Mm-hmm. Was there a conscious effort at the time to say, okay, he's got to be English or he's got to be, or did they say, you know, we just need someone who's going to be evil, do evil?
I really don't remember. I think I do remember that it was a very busy period for me. I'd just come off of a bad period of having a cold and all that, so it was a lot easier to speak lower than it was to speak higher.
You saw how difficult it was to fight against Riley, especially when Whitaker's here.
Yes. Well, we'll just have to make sure they're not here when we take the vote then, won't we? And also, I just thought that perhaps a quiet villain might be more interesting than a loud villain.
You're here to do as you're told. Now listen carefully. I'll speak slowly and use small words, so you'll be sure to understand.
But I had a very clear image of him, which I still to this day know what he looks like, but I can't tell you what he looks like. Because the theater of the mind is what radio is.
This should be a lot of fun for you. After all, it's not everyone who gets to topple two of Odyssey's most powerful men at the same time.
I think most of the fans would agree that Blackard was not your traditional or cliche, your stereotype villain.
Right.
What you brought, what was on the page, and then you came in, and what you did with what was on the page then changed.
Oh, of course.
How we wrote for your character.
Of course, the dynamic always
is
that way once it's a continuing character. And the interesting thing for an actor is to play to his strengths, but to try to bring in a little something so that you're not just playing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Because that gets to be tedious for the audience and certainly for the actor, too. Mm-hmm. Well, the best way it was ever explained to me was to, in serious things, to look for the comedy, and from comedy things, to look for the serious. Then it's a question of just finesse.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have to answer, we'll move on to another character in a minute, but I think just for the fans, because they're always asking, but I just need your opinion on the subject, is Dr. Regis Blackard dead or alive?
I think you've written him dead, but I would hate to think that he would have expired.
Here we go. We're rolling second pass.
You see, dear Jack, my illness isn't an act.
What?
I have a virus.
Ruku?
Then Jason told you. Yes, it seems that somewhere along the line I was exposed to a strain of it. And I will not die that kind of death. It's pointless. So I suggest you run for your life.
You don't want to kill me?
Oh, you fool! Why wouldn't I? Goodbye, Jack Allen.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Great.
Very good. Very good. You did it, Earl. You're evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's dead now. He's dead. Oh, for heaven's sakes, he's dead. I mean, it means I'm out of work again.
Behind the scenes, one of the things we were up against was the fact that sooner or later, Dr. Blackard had to have his comeuppance.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to teach our audience that there is no justice, that Blackard was somehow beyond justice. So we had to bring resolution to that. But, of course, we loved working with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, well, what are we going to do?
Enter Edwin Blaggard.
Thank you. And that's exactly the twin brother that came in.
The handsome twin.
Well, for radio, yeah, I think he probably was.
Okay, let's go. You ready?
Here we go.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the renowned actor of this or any other age, Mr. R. E. Blaggard.
What in the world?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please, please keep your seats. I'll be happy to sign autographs later.
Thank you.
You got it.
The renowned actor of this or any other age, Mr. R. E. Blackup.
Yeah, let's hear it from me.
Oh, wonderful. I remember in the studio, of course, is pretty much saying, Earl, what we're looking for here is this man thinks he's the world's greatest actor, and he probably is the world's worst. So what can you do with that?
My won't is to overact anyway, so it's very easy to tap into that.
Alas, poor Yorich! I knew him, Horatio.
I actually saw a man back in the, would be in the 60s, a man who had his own little theater in Denver, Colorado, by the name of Henry Musmano. This man was literally a throwback to the 19th century, and he believed in doing it that way, that a performance was performing, that you go to the theater to see extraordinary things. It's about entertaining people. I mean, no matter whether it's a comedy or a tragedy, it's still entertainment, and people are there in an artificial situation making believe that this is real. But I saw Henry Musmano, and he was dreadful, but he was consistent he was very well spoken, but it was like it was like watching a 19th century actor. And so I could have tucked him in the back of my brain and then used him for this.
Yours is the struggle of the ages, right out of classical theater. The little man striving against almost insurmountable odds to keep what he has built with his own two hands. Good versus evil. Right versus wrong. Nullo contendere, deus ex machina, etc., etc., etc.
Wow. We were always astounded that generally we gave you a script, and within the first take, you pretty much had exactly what was needed.
Yeah, I'm fast out of the gate. Yeah, I am. And that's because of a lot of stage training and I think I'm just a superficial kind of guy, so I kind of go on my gut instinct. It's true.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we go ahead and read this? Page 19.
Just like me? Did you hear what he said, Shakespeare?
Yes, sir. Sir?
My good man, I'll have you know there is no one just like me.
Sir?
Edwin Blaggard is one of a kind.
Sir?
Edwin Blaggard is incomparable.
Sir?
Edwin Blaggard is...
a twin!
Now, what was a lot of fun, I think, for a lot of the fans, too, was the moment when you had both characters talking to each other.
Mm.
When Regis was talking to his brother, and then you had to handle that in the studio,
mm-hmm.
where you were doing both voices back to back and switching back and forth. And if I remember correctly, they didn't stop the tape to
really?
Say, okay, now do this and now do this. You actually then did it.
And you're right. Playing both Edwin and Regis today.
Yes.
That guy and his twin brother.
Yes.
We're rolling. Okay, so let's reach through, shall we?
All right.
Grab that case.
Yes, sir. Oh, what's in here?
My reviews.
Oh, but sir, I thought we were packing light.
Why don't you pack really light and take only the good reviews? Regis, how good to see you again. Oh, please, Edwin, you happy to see me? Hardly. I am glad we had a chance to meet up, though. You see, I owe you a debt of gratitude.
No, Regis, you don't owe me anything.
Nothing at all.
Oh, but I do.
And what are you doing with your voice? I mean, what's...
It really
Dr. Blackard is evil and dark, and you bring it...
And breathier. He's very much in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And a little slower in speech than Edwin. Edwin, of course, uses the higher registers because he has to communicate to the largest house in the world, despite the fact that his theater perhaps seats... It's just that it's just a different person, you know. You just have a different image. That helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the voice placement. You know, the Edwin is a little higher register. I mean, a considerably higher register, but still has some of the bottom register of his brother. And Regis is this sort of diffused kind of thing.
Regis, please. These people have treated me with a great deal of kindness. I was just leaving. I want nothing of your intrigue and secrets. Please, let me go. What a simpering fool you are. All right. Be up and be gone. Oh, thank you, Regis. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shakespeare, the bags!
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Edwin. Yes? If you see Mumsy, give her my love. And tell her she still owes me for the hip operation. Of course, Regis. Goodbye, brother. You like that?
Yeah. You guys are really writing good. You guys really write good. It's nice. I like it. It's really nice stuff.
You know, it's very difficult, too, what you're doing, you know, with teaching a thing without over, you know, moralizing and, you know, putting it in. Here comes the message. It's very nice. It really is.
Well, Earl, you know, I'm not sure that if there's anything maybe that I haven't asked you about Odyssey that you kind of wished I had. Is there something that you'd like to tell folks out there?
Well, I'd like it to go on for another 50 years. I won't be around to see the end of the 50th or the 50th anniversary of it. But, no, I think it's a wonderful program.
It's great to hear that voice. You know, Earl brought so much hilarity, and yes, even terror, to Adventures in Odyssey. You can hear him in dozens of episodes.
We'll have links on our website to the Blackguard Chronicles and the best of Edwin's stories in the club.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched immersive experience in the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan-favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.